This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to be joined by Sean Maloney. He's at the Great American Outdoor Show, but that's coming up second hour. We'll just go on with what we normally do here, shall we? Like, for example, you know, Donald Trump was well within his rights as president, within his authority. He cited the statute today that judges are staying against, you know, this temporary travel suspension. So I have to ask the question, does our status, our current status here, does it make our Constitution a suicide pact? Now, Jefferson thought it could be, and he warned that accepting judicial supremacy would make our founding document just that. Acceptance of judicial supremacy, by the way, is precisely why President Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority nations is on hold. Imagine that. Alexander Hamilton wrote in The Federalist Number 78 that the judiciary is the least dangerous branch of government because it has no influence over either the sword or the purse. Yet it is trumping the man with the sword. And now we can ask, does it have to be this way? The simple question to this is, or simple answer to this is, no, it doesn't have to be this way. Trump can simply ignore the cult ruling suspending his ban, which is not a ban. It's a suspension. Are you saying that's outrageous and unconstitutional? It is actually wholly constitutional. We get this in his dissent from the 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges marriage ruling, the discovery of gay marriage. The late Justice Antonin Scalia warned that with each decision unabashedly based not on law, that the court moves one step closer to being reminded of its impotence. What did Scalia know about the court's power? I mean, when you think about it, what exactly, where does the court's power come from? They come out, some guy or gal comes out in a robe, sits down, hits a desk with a hammer, says a few things, walks out. That's just supposed to happen. How does that actually, you know, happen, though? Well, Scalia understood that the court's power is basically an illusion. So let's take a moment, do a little quick civics quiz. Why does the legislative branch have the power to make law? Why does the executive branch have the power to enforce law? And the answer in both cases is because the Constitution grants it. So now, how is it that the judiciary has the power to rule on law and have its decisions constrain not just its own branch, but the other two as well? How have the courts become king? Before you say, because the Constitution grants it, understand this. The Constitution doesn't say that anywhere. That power was declared by the courts themselves, most notably in the 1803 Marbury versus Madison decision. The Supreme Court gave the Supreme Court the supreme power to have the final say on law's meaning. That's a pretty good con if you can pull it off, I guess. The point is that the judiciary enjoys this power at the executive branch's pleasure. Now, as soon as the latter says, to paraphrase Andrew Jackson, that the courts have made their decision, now let them enforce it, that power goes bye-bye. And then the judiciary is reminded of its impotence. So it isn't just that the courts lack the sword or purse, the possession and exercise of which could simply amount to might-making right. They also have no constitutional claim to judicial supremacy. In fact, the power is a violation of everything for which we stand. Jefferson explained why in 1820, writing that to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one that would place us all under the despotism of an oligarchy. And that's where we are now, and have long been. We're in a suicide pact territory. The will of a nation of 320 million strong is expressed through its duly elected representatives, and laws are passed. And then that will is thwarted by five black-robed lawyers in a central government tribunal. How is that for the people, by the people? And as time has worn on, the judiciary has become increasingly brazen, issuing rulings more and more distant from the Constitution. And that's no surprise either. As Jefferson put it, our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so. They have with others the same passions for party, for power, and the privileges of their core. And they even conjure up rationalizations justifying this power and privilege. For example, they long ago invented out of a thin air the concept of the Constitution as a living document that can be interpreted to suit the times. But yet, since the interpretation so often conflict with popular will, the only common thread is that they suit the judges. These esteemed jurists then put a veneer of legitimacy on their violation of law and duty by assigning themselves an intellectual-sounding designation. Why, we're not constrained by a 200-year-old piece of parchment like those knuckle-dragging originalists, they say. We're pragmatists. So to understand how outrageous this is, consider an analogy touched on by John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts, when during his confirmation hearings he said his job was only to call balls and strikes. Expanding on this, judges can in fact be thought of as baseball umpires, while the game's ruling body is the legislature and the rule book is the Constitution. Now, what if an umpire considers the rule book living and said, with the great pitchers in these times, three strikes are insufficient. I'm going to give the batter four strikes. What if he then stated, I'm not abdicating my duty, I'm a pragmatist. Would he be taken seriously then? So it's the job of the ruling body to alter the rules if necessary. And likewise, there's a lawful way to make the Constitution live, the amendment process. And it's long and difficult, and that ensures that before change is made, the majority of people agree. That brings us to the problem with it from the judiciary's perspective. Judges can't control it. There's more than one way to do this. Another well-known fact is that Article 3 of the Constitution grants Congress the power to limit the jurisdiction of federal courts below the Supreme Court and the appellate jurisdiction of the latter. So in other words, Congress could simply have prevented federal courts below SCOTUS from ruling on immigration and to begin with, and the SCOTUS from reviewing lower court decisions on these issues. That could happen any time. It could happen every time. It could happen every time. But this would require that our cowardly politicians take a real stand on a contentious issue, and they would, you know, that's not good for re-election. They'd rather the judges, who don't have to be re-elected, make the tough decisions. So is it any surprise that the courts go rogue? Only power neutralizes power, and it's shocking that we've betrayed the letter and spirit of our nation's founding and have allowed these courts to run amok. So we can continue drinking the Kool-Aid and commit national suicide, or we could drain this swamp infested with the black-robed tyrants. It's impotence for them, or irrelevancy for us. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the liberals are getting a taste of things. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, there's a, I don't know who's doing this television series. There's a television series out. I keep seeing the ads for it. I haven't watched it yet, called The End of Earth or The End of the World or The End of Us or something. And so for that very reason, if we're going to be hit with some sort of thing, this is where you go to Ammunition Depot and start stocking up. If we survive the first go-around, ammunition will come in very handy. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I love the fear and the leftist mob hysteria that greets our president today. It just keeps on going. Sometimes it seems that our news mob agitation may never end, at least for this generation of leftists. I have tried to manifest feelings within myself to be genuinely sorry for them. If they hadn't been so sadistically, you know, wretched during the Obama years. But now we're seeing a kind of poetic justice in the shape of a very simple payback. And this is the ancient tale of the biter bit of mob political violence repaid in its own coin. And best of all, of the corrupt left-wing establishment getting what it so richly deserves. So, from the U.S., the Trump phenomenon is now visibly spreading to Europe, where genuine democratic leaders have been tarred as Nazis and fascists for decades by the usual socialist power elites. Obama's really a Euro-socialist because all of Marx's socialism started in Western Europe, even before Lenin and Mao destroyed their own countries by repeated revolutionary mob violence. If it's all there in our remaining genuine history books, if you can find them and then look them up. Shakespeare, Moliere, and Swift might have laughed themselves sick over this post-election season. It may not look funny to us, but that's because most conservatives are civilized enough not to laugh at the just desserts of the left. Although I am not one of them. I find the humor. European satirists have seen this mob violence stirred by the power classes many, many times. Shakespeare even put the vulgar mob into his play Julius Caesar when Mark Antony agitated the Roman mob against Brutus and the other assassins of Caesar. In Plutarch's History of Rome, which Shakespeare had read, Mark Antony's mob agitation in Rome started a long and bloody civil war between the legions of Antony and Brutus, splitting the Roman Empire. If you look at that, then I want you to also further consider that it reminds me a little bit of the Nation of Islam between Malcolm X and Louis Farrakhan. Mob agitation is an extremely ancient human sin, one often seen in the Muslim world, where mobs tend to riot and burn and kill on Fridays after mosque sermons that enrage whole congregations against whatever the convenient scapegoat is that the imam brought up that day. So in the House of Peace, or read that to be the Muslim world, mob violence is often whipped up by the imams and the mullahs and their hired thugs. Now, in Iran, the regime's thugs, the Basiji, went into student demonstrations at the beginning of the Obama years to stab and maim college students, demonstrating peacefully for the Green Revolution against the theocracy. Obama did nothing whatsoever at that time, leaving the young demonstrators to the tender mercies of the mullahs. Mob violence is not new. It happens in Africa and Asia and Europe. It happened in the Indonesian Civil War in the years before Obama and his folks arrived in Jakarta. At the time, the overseas Chinese became the scapegoats of the hour. At times, mob agitation also happens in the Americas, but our political culture, with the major exception of American black people, has often been more peaceful. Modern Americans have no idea how lucky that we are, simply because our country was founded during the brief time of the Western Enlightenment, when the ranting mobs were beaten down by reasonably peaceful authorities like Napoleon after the French Revolution. Napoleon rose to power at the head of the French army when the common mob in Paris started to kill too many innocent people. Bonaparte is often seen as an Enlightenment ruler in Europe, where he brought his Code Napoleon to the lands he conquered all the way from Spain to Sweden. To be sure, Napoleon had to kill vast numbers of people while conquering their countries, but then he had his pleasanter side, too. There's a lot of French leaders that still take pride in that memory. A few electoral constitutions emerged from the Western Enlightenment, building political structures that claim to govern with the consent of the governed. The United States, Canada, and many former colonies happened to emerge at the right time before European intellectuals fell in love with militarism, Marxism, and anarchism, all of them sure formulas for building tyrannical death cults. Leftists today are the puffed-up moralizers of this age, much like the Puritans of old. But contrary to their historically ignorant self-image, they're not emphatic, and they are definitely not compassionate. The core of the real left is always totalitarian. We used to have real leftists, real liberals in America, after Stalinists were driven out of most of the unions and colleges, but the Stalinists have made a very obvious comeback. Today's liberals or leftists are not prone to sympathize with conservatives about the radical Obama years. Trump is smart enough, but he is not an ideologue, and not many successful business people are. Trump is a patriot, which is much more profound and a natural state of mind. Now, Edmund Burke said all of that more than two centuries ago during the Scottish Enlightenment. He was much read in the British Isles, Ireland, and America, but today even conservative thinkers have forgotten Edmund Burke. They bothered to reread their college textbooks, they would instantly see the Trump phenomenon in its true light. So today, our thinkers are as ignorant of political thought as the competition on the left. So this mob hysteria is going to last a long, long time, and my prediction is that the hard leftists, which is the whole Democratic Party machine at this moment, will never find their vaunted, compassionate side again. Love and compassion can be seen all over the web for the cute kitty cat photos, but when it comes to a long, distinguished political philosophy, you can forget about it. So, we will continue with this when we get back, because it's interesting. It's interesting to consider. Very, very much so. We'll get to the intuitive conservatives when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot, but I want to take this moment to welcome one of two new sponsors that come to the show today, starting out with Hive Technologies. If it'll play. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. That's Hive, H-Y-V-E. For those of you that have some small carry guns made by Glock and or Smith & Wesson, go check them out. These are great things they got. Very shortly, we're going to be doing a trigger swap from Hive on the Smith & Wesson M&P. Already running the magazine base pads. Good stuff. Hive Technologies, go check them out. Hive Technology Builders, Hive with a H-Y-V-E. So, here we are, in the middle of the leftist hysteria. Turns out that intuitive conservatives turn out to be about half of the American voters, give or take, depending on who turned out and how many dead people chose to vote in Chicago and Boston and New York and Philly this time around. Voter fraud. Why voter fraud has been a winning formula for all the Democratic city machines in history, starting more than a century ago. Michelle Obama is well-versed in Chicago voter fraud because her dad was a ward boss in Chi-City. Voter fraud was his main business in life, which is how the mob and the Democrats, basically the same people, kept any other parties out of power for a century or more. voter fraud. So now you're talking mom and apple pie to the Alinsky left. Obama himself never bothered to win a real election in Illinois, but always managed to blackmail his opponents into resigning before the vote was ever taken. He learned his politics under the tutelage of Emil Jones, the godfather of the Illinois machine. There are hundreds of jokes about the dear departed voting from for Democrats in Boston, Chicago, Philly, and New York. Today we have millions of illegal voters, foreign nationals with unknown loyalties, voting wherever paid Democrat thugs can intimidate the wrong American voters. All the demagogic hullabaloo about Trump's plan to purge our corrupt voter registries meant to scare and intimidate us. Because the Democrats are hopelessly corrupt. Corrupt, corrupt! Their real ideology is revealed by the fact that the Communist Party USA endorsed a Democrat for the first time in its history. For the CPUSA, Hillary was good enough for government work, you might say. They couldn't find anybody to her left, not even, you know, Bernie Sanders. So the mass hysteria of the American left today is whipped up with ancient mob agitation methods, which were all too well known in Eastern Europe and Russia, being used by Vladimir Lenin, the Nazis, and the early mob leaders. Same mob methods were constantly utilized by the Tsars and other tyrannical rulers of Poland and surrounding countries. They were also the methods used by the KKK against black Americans after the Civil War. And they are identical to Saul Alinsky's little book of agitprop methods used by the hard left both here and there. So mob agitation is a cultural universal, or so it would seem. Even the stoic people of Iceland forced their government to resign for fiscal malfeasance a few years back. It takes a whole lot to rouse a mob in Iceland. But with the rise of the web, mob agitation can now be instantly organized around the world. The elementary school teacher who pretended to kill Donald Trump's image with a vicious water pistol is just one among thousands of saner members of the teaching profession. And that's how it is in America 2017. And we better get used to it. Because until the alternative method, or until the alternative media reaches many Americans as the fake stream, mass mob agitation is going to be our daily fare. And that is a problem. That is a problem. Trump is calling something the underreporting of terrorist incidents. And he initially said the media didn't report some terrorist incidents, which was quickly clarified to mean that they underreported them. So the New York Times released a long list of terrorist attacks they had covered in their reporting to counter his claim. They were correct on the very narrow question, but totally wrong on the underlying truth. No one questions whether the Times and the media have reported most terrorist attacks. They have. But they report on terrorist incidents the way they report on the weather. Very brief, to the point, usually gone the next day. And there's never any examination of why behind a terrorist attack. They simply report a man shouting, Allahu Akbar, went and killed three people. He is now in custody. And that's it. There's no greater interest in what caused the incident than what you would see that caused rain on a particular day. And that's what Trump is referring to, is that total lack of curiosity on the part of the media about the motivations of the attackers. And from that list the Times provided, you could see that there have been many, many terrorist attacks by Muslims. And why are they committing so many? Is this part of some trend that should concern us? Times don't know, and they don't want to know. But contrast that with the story of how a private security guard shot and killed a black man who was trying to pound his head into the pavement. They published dozens and dozens of articles exploring the possible racist motivations of the security guard. Every time a police officer shoots a black man, which in a nation as large as 300 million people can happen from time to time, they empty a well of ink trying to draw the larger conclusion about racism of the police. Not so with a radical Islamic terrorist attack. So, here are some of the categories, the predictable categories of the plights and virtues of the Muslim refugees. The refugees who are just like Americans. They're described as having Barbie dolls or wearing Disney shirts. They like our supermarkets. Well, if they're going to Kroger's, they got to be good, right? Then there's the little things that humanize them. The story are, you know, Christians donning hijabs. That's nice, isn't it? The medically ill Muslims, of course. Another class of story talks about Muslims who need to come here for medical treatment. Nobody explains how who's going to pay for it, but, you know, we got to take that into account. Then there's the split families, the doctors, the scientists, the PhDs, and the students, those that feel persecuted and victimized. So, when you combine the underreporting of the causes and the extent of Islamic terrorism with the overreporting of Muslims as oppressed, deserving, virtuous people, there you have your media bias. And that way they can smugly say they have reported every knifing, every bomb attack, and still be wedded to a pro-Islamic and anti-national security bias in their reporting. Yeah. I get it. I understand. I do. I get it. But that's not news. And I understand the notion that every news organization is going to be driven by some sort of an agenda. I get that. But for them to get out there and claim that they are unbiased while they're quite blatantly biased, quite blatantly apologetic, well, that just doesn't work for me. So the newspaper of record slowly continues to fall into obscurity. One day it'll just be a distant memory of some sort. Coming up on the next break. Now, if you live in New Jersey right now, and I know this is counterintuitive, it may be time to buy a gun. That when we get back.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot, but at this moment I would like to take this time to welcome my other new sponsor, Lucid Optics. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target, under budget. Lucid and I, we've had dealings in the past. It's good to be back with them again. Very shortly, we'll be doing a review on their L7-1-6. That will be a nice review. I'll let JT zero it because Jay, he'll make really quick work of that. Dateline, New Jersey. Those, you know, the authorities in New Jersey, like those in many of the leftist states, feel that bail for criminal suspects discriminates against potential criminals who can't afford to post bail. And therefore, they're more and more doing away with bail for accused drug dealers, accused rapists, and even people accused of attempted murder. Jamie Contrano squirmed at the defendant's table inside the Passaic County Courthouse here. She had been charged with possessing 4 envelopes of heroin and having failed to show up for more than a dozen court appearances over the years. She was a perfect candidate for a high bail and a lengthy jail stay. Ms. Contrano, who was charged with heroin possession, had the worst score, both because of her 17 failures to appear in previous court cases and because of an outstanding assault charge. She said to the judge, referring to her recent arrest, "I made a bad judgment call. I'm sorry." Judge Ernest M. Capocela, who oversees Passaic County, noted that Ms. Contrano, 39, had a job at a car wash and was seeing a doctor specializing in addiction. So he decided to let her out. Will she fall off the wagon? Judge Capocela said in an interview after the hearing. She might, but sitting in jail is only going to hurt her. She had missed or failed to show up for 17 court appearances, but Judge Capocela couldn't believe that Jamie could be a flight risk and thought the jail would hurt her rather than considering that her release might hurt other people too. That hearing illustrated the sharply altered legal landscape after voters in 2014 supported amending New Jersey's constitution to nearly eliminate cash bail. New Jersey's changes which were backed by Republican Governor Chris Christie, so he says he is, closely mirror those adopted by the federal judicial system and the District of Columbia, which have long shunned monetary bail in criminal proceedings. So accused rapists and even some accused of attempted murder have been released without any bail. Chief Justice Rabner said there's no system that eliminates all risk. Last year there was a risk that anyone released on bail could go out and commit a serious crime pending trial. What we're attempting to do is evaluate the level of risk with objective measures. But he acknowledged there will be a crisis one day where a single defendant will violate conditions and does something that grabs the public's attention. What might that be, you think? Perhaps a murder or a rape or a violent assault. And if that happens, Chief Justice Rabner makes it clear that any complaints will be inconsequential because, after all, it's only natural that a single defendant released will harm someone. When will that become consequential to Justice Rabner? When there are 10 rapes or 20 violent assaults or 30 murders? Is that the line of demarcation? So if you live in New Jersey, it's time to buy a gun. At the very least, you could be protected in your home, and it's obvious that your state and local governments are doing nothing to protect you from the worst criminals. And coming from certain people, I would have to say good luck. The I know people in New Jersey. I know that people die waiting on gun permits in New Jersey after you finally get one. And you have to pay for and fill out and submit your permit form in quadruplicate. You can enjoy taking it to and from your shooting range only. You cannot carry openly or concealed, and that's de facto forbidden, except in one's home or business. And if you happen to repel your attacker with hollow point rounds, which is a great alternative to destroying your own property or harming an innocent bystander, well, you're in deep kimchi too. Deep kimchi. So, that just cracks me up when I think about it. Totally cracks me up. Now, one thing I want to say regarding some of the stuff that's going on right now, like this suspension, it has long been in law, it has been ever since the day we were founded, where Congress can roll down to the Supreme Court and say, this is out of your jurisdiction, and then they can remove from jurisdiction everything for the lower federal courts. The Supreme Court can't hear the appeal, and the federal courts can't consider it. And with each passing day, I'm beginning to think that that's what's going to have to happen. Now, when that does happen, it'll be just like it was, I think it was last night when Elizabeth Warren was reading a letter from Coretta Scott King from 1986 concerning Jeff Sessions. Now, here's the thing, okay? No disrespect to Coretta Scott King. She is a civilian. She may have a high name recognition, but she is a civilian. And you know, I've been around enough of these high-profile people to, you know, they get into their pants one leg at a time, just like you. Just as prone to mistakes, just as prone not to know what they're talking about. So, Elizabeth Warren is reading this thing that is 30 years old, and they silenced her because she was violating something they call Rule 19. And they decided to take her out of the debate. And, of course, it went on and on and on for a while, and finally she shut up. And there are those that are saying, well, they have set her up for her successful political run in 2020 as the next presidential candidate. She's going to have a tough enough time keeping her Senate seat. She'll become like the next Rick Santorum, except on the left, where she first loses her position in politics today and then runs for something. And we all look at her, and for some reason, everybody says, well, she is eminently qualified, all except for that part where she couldn't be reelected to the office she held. So when all of that stuff happened and when they invoked Rule 19, Oh, the outrage. And when and if, you know, we're very slowly building to this state of mass. Not necessarily critical, but without a doubt, it's going to, you know, the pressure is building. And something's going to give, and it's not going to be Trump. Trump's within his rights. He's within his authority as president to make this call. And there'll probably be some court that is going to say, no, you're not. And it'll probably be the Ninth Circuit. That's why I was asking Roger last night about the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is completely unpredictable. There's no way they're to figure out what they're going to do. It's not going to be based upon the letter of law. It's going to be based upon their interpretation, and therein lies the problem. So at some point, it's going to take some politicians. It's going to take some Republican politicians because they're the ones in power right now. And this is the price of being in power. They're going to have to get up, go see Roberts and say, this is off limits to you. We have ruled this is legal and this is off limits to you because they really, the judiciary is not powerful. They have no means of enforcement. None. So we don't have to be run by a bunch of old people wearing black robes. We do not. If they were to be like Robert said and just call strikes and balls, I'd be fine. But they're not doing that. So bear that in mind. We're going to head to hour number two. Coming up next, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.